Welcome to 17 Minutes, a BoJack Horseman podcast, a bonus episode. My name is Kat, and before we get started, I'd like to take a moment to thank my host and sponsor, Anchor. I did a series on TikTok analyzing the poem from The View from Halfway Down. Now, once we get to the episode I'm doing on The View from Halfway Down, which I know is quite a ways away, I will analyze it even deeper. And I am starting a YouTube channel soon, and one of the first episodes I'm planning is an analysis of the poem. However, one of my followers on TikTok requested that I make this series available as an audio on the podcast for them to listen to. I won't be able to do this all the time, but when I do have time, if any of my followers have requests for any of my series on TikTok to become an audio episode, I will try and add it as a bonus. This is a slightly modified version of the series just for flow and clarity, but otherwise it is just the audio downloaded from TikTok. This is going to be a very short episode, around 10 to 15 minutes. I hope you all enjoy. First off, here's the poem. This is spliced together from this series as I did each episode. First off, here's the poem. It's not read smoothly as it's spliced together from each video from the series, but here you go anyway.
The weak breeze whispers nothing. The water screams sublime. His feet shift, teeter-totter. Deep breaths, stand back, it's time. Toes untouch the overpass. Soon he's waterbound. Eyes locked shut but peek to see the view from halfway down. A little wind, a summer sun, a river rich and regal. A flood of fond endorphins brings a calm that knows no equal. You're flying now. You see things much more clear than from the ground. It's all okay. Or it would be, were you not now halfway down. Thrash, to break from gravity. What now could slow the drop? All I'd give for toes to touch the safety back at top. But this is it. The deed is done. Silence drowns the sound. Before I leaped, I should have seen the view from halfway down. I really should have thought about the view from halfway down.
Stanza 1.
Here's my stanza by stanza interpretation of the view from halfway down. I cannot tell you how many times I've watched that scene. I can recite the whole thing from memory, and let's hope that my mascara makes it through this series. The first stanza of the poem. The weak breeze whispers nothing. The water screams sublime. His feet shift, teeter-totter. Deep breaths, stand back, it's time. So as we found out in season 1, episode 12, later, Secretariat jumped off an overpass to kill himself. The weak breeze whispers nothing. I think this can be interpreted as he wasn't pushed down there by the wind. He made this decision to do it. Nothing pushed him. The water screams sublime. It goes with our water theme of the great unknown, of this odd sort of peacefulness that is juxtaposed with chaos. And the screaming is his brain screaming at him of how good that looks, how good death looks. His feet shift teeter-totter because he's nervous. But deep breaths, stand back, it's time. It's time for him to jump.
Stanza 2.
Toes untouch the overpass. Soon he's waterbound. Eyes locked shut but peek to see the view from halfway down. Toes untouch the overpass. He has jumped. Soon he's waterbound. I think for me this has two different meanings. First off, he's literally waterbound. He's bound for the water. But also, soon he will be forever bound by the water. Eyes locked shut but peek to see the view from halfway down. I think that when we're scared, a lot of times we close our eyes. I think it feels like it's less scary when we do that. But I think all of us have also been watching a scary movie and we peek our eyes open because we know that knowing is actually a little less scary than not knowing. I think this is something he's thought about doing but not really thought about what it would actually feel like as he's plummeting toward the water. So he opens his eyes and he sees what everything looks like from halfway there. And that moment is a shift in his perspective on the world. He's never seen the world that way. And I think that symbolizes the shift in perspectives in our brains that happen in the moment between life and death. I think it's important to note that this is a moment where everyone thinks that his poem is done. Because once you've jumped, once you're halfway down, there's no going back. Nothing will stop him from hitting the water at this point. So why would the poem keep going? So the door appears, the door to the lack of the other side. And he says, frantic, hold on, I'm not done, I'm not done. And everyone stops cheering and he continues his poem. This is the perspective shift. He's stalling. While he's halfway down, he doesn't actually want to make it all the way. And I think this is true for BoJack too. His dream has never made it to the big show. but now it has, and he's starting to realize what's happening. I think it signifies a shift in BoJack's perspective too, of, oh my god, I'm not ready for this. I don't want to do this. But he's drowning. Even if he hasn't realized that's what's happening yet, his body and his brain are dying, but he doesn't want to.
Stanza 3.
A little wind, a summer sun, a river rich and regal, a flood of fond endorphins brings a calm that knows no equal. So now, unlike in the beginning of the poem, he's feeling the wind. He's feeling the pressure as he flies down toward the river, but he's calm about it. He sees the beauty in the world in that moment. It's pleasant, the summer sun, the beautiful river below him. A lot of times when people have made their decision, there's a calm that happens before the end. There's a peace that you make with the decision you've made. Nothing is as stressful anymore because you know it's going to end. So it seems like the things that stressed you out don't matter anymore. So you can just enjoy the beauty in life one last time. And I think this is Secretariat enjoying that for a moment as he is halfway there. He's fond of the world again, because at this point, whether or not he likes it, he doesn't have to live in it anymore. It's a really odd but really common turn of events in the brain.
Stanza 4.
You're flying now. You see things much more clear than from the ground. It's all okay. Or it would be, were you not now halfway down. So obviously he's literally flying through the air toward the water. But like I was saying in my last video, a lot of people have a mood shift. You feel like you're flying high. And this is when a lot of people change their minds, because they do change perspectives. They see things clearly, like Secretariat is. He's never seen things from this close to the water, from this close to death. But now that he does, he thinks, wow, everything might be okay. But it's too late, because he's already halfway down. And I think that's what's happening in BoJack's brain right now. As he's watching his friends and family say goodbye, he's realizing, oh fuck, maybe things could be okay. But neither the audience nor BoJack knows at this point that he's going to be saved by anyone. He is drowning. He is halfway to death. And there's this kind of yearning and sadness for what could happen if death doesn't come.
Stanza 5.
Thrash to break from gravity. What now could slow the drop? All I'd give for toes to touch the safety back at top. The door has appeared again right before he says this line. As he's falling, and we don't see this in later, but I assume this happens with a lot of people who jump. As he's falling, he realizes, I don't want this. I want to go back. And he's thrashing around in the air, trying desperately to escape one of the fundamental laws of the earth, which is gravity. Nothing can beat gravity, no matter how hard you try. He would give anything to go back to the top, to go back to the overpass before he makes the jump. It's a desperate kind of regret. And BoJack, I think, is feeling that too. Just this desperation for, what could I have done if I hadn't gone to this bender? What could happen if I hadn't done this? And he is terrified and he wants to wake up. And this is when the door appears again and Secretariat says, I changed my mind, I changed my mind. I don't want to. And Herb says, it's okay.
Stanza 6.
But this is it. The deed is done. Silence drowns the sound. Before I leaped, I should have seen the view from halfway down. I'm sorry, it makes me really emotional. It is about Secretariat kind of finding, not peace there, but acceptance. That he can't go back. You can't go back. I think, you know, in a lot of moments of agony and despair, everything falls silent around us. And the silence is terrifying. He says, before I leaped, I should have seen the view from halfway down. So before he jumped, he should have thought about how it would feel. Thought about the consequences of jumping. Thought really hard about what was really happening, what he was really planning to do, and not this romantic idea that I think so many of us get of it being over. Because this is over, full stop. And I don't think BoJack's mind is ready to accept it, but I think this is his mind saying, accept this. You don't really have another choice, so accept it.
And finally, stanza 7.
So the door that's been appearing, the one that's to whatever, appears very closely behind Secretariat, and he sees it and he says, no, and the door gets bigger, and he continues reading. I really should have thought about the view from halfway down. And Herb says, find your peace, big guy, find it. And Secretariat is not finding peace, and in desperation he says, I wish I could have known about the view from halfway down, and falls through the door. This is a really powerful stanza. I think it's a moment of realism, of realization, of BoJack's mind telling him to think about what he's doing, and it's his mind telling him how sad it is that this is happening. With situations like this, this is a sign of regret. He wishes he could have known how terrible it feels to have things be cut short like that. And I think this was really powerful for a lot of people watching, because I think a lot of us had not thought about The View from Halfway Down. One more part.
Hi, this is the cat who was editing The View from Halfway Down videos, and I have another thought. So in the poem, we actually have literal perspective shifts as well as figurative ones. In the first two stanzas, Secretary is speaking in the third person. He says he, like his feet shift teeter-totter. Because I think this is the most impersonal part of the poem, the most impersonal part of the plan. It's that kind of idealized part that you're like, yes, this is how this is gonna go, and I am at peace with it. But then when we get to the next two stanzas, he starts saying you. He's describing to us that sense of calm that's washed over him, and that kind of shift that happens before the end of life. And then after he has said, it's all okay, or it would be, were you not now halfway down, it shifts again into first person. And this is the part where we hear all of his regrets, all of his just desperation for this not to happen anymore. He can't stay detached from it. I wish I could have known about. And I think this perspective shift is just a really important detail.
The view from halfway down the poem part, whatever. I'm really sorry with how emotional I'm being. I've tried to film this several times and this just keeps happening. So this poem was so powerful. I think that so many people who have ideation or make attempts, I think it's really hard to think about what will actually happen. And the reality is nothing. I don't think we think about how over is, you know? And I think we think about it, but I think, you know, so many times we're just so desperate for the pain to end and for the circumstances to be over. And it feels like that doesn't matter. It feels like nothing but that relief matters. I'm not saying this is everyone's experience with this, but I do know that this has helped several people, myself included, to really think about, is that really what I want? Or do I just want to not be hurting anymore? There's a million interpretations of this poem, but that's mine.
This has been 17 Minutes, a BoJack Horseman podcast, a bonus episode. Once again, my name is Kat. If you follow me on TikTok and you have... This has been 17 Minutes, a BoJack Horseman podcast, a bonus episode. Once again, my name is Kat. If you follow me on TikTok and have a series that you love in particular and would like me to make it into an audio file for this podcast, let me know. It may take me a minute, but I'd be happy to do it. I'll add it as a bonus episode, and you'll be able to listen to it without the video. Thank you so much for asking, kind follower, and I hope all of y'all have a great day.